Auto workers.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. In Delaware, Wilmington Mayor John Carney is dismissing critics of his decision to evict homeless people from a local park. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports.
City officials encouraged people experiencing homelessness to camp at Christina Park late last year. But last month, 30 days after Mayor Carney's office issued people tents, they issued eviction notices to the residents. A city council subcommittee calls the decision arbitrary and cruel. The group's chair, Tony Cervega, says he hopes Carney backs down.
We all acknowledge that tents in Christina Park is not a real or safe long-term solution. But frankly, it's better than nothing. And then to just have that taken away, it's really discouraging.
Mayor Carney says Christina Park residents do need emergency housing, but that should be paid for by the state or federal government. The deadline for park residents to leave is June 15th. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Data center development could decide Pennsylvania's gubernatorial election. Our news partner at WESA, Tom Reist, reports politics surrounding the issue is changing rapidly.
The topic already looms large in the race. Both Governor Josh Shapiro and Republican rival Stacey Garrity have said that they support investments in data center and artificial intelligence. But Shapiro has said consumers shouldn't bear the brunt of energy costs for companies to run the stadium-sized servers. And last week, he unveiled a new set of guidelines for data center projects that were praised by some advocacy groups concerned about the centers. Garrity soon released a campaign video calling the move, quote, damage control.
Pennsylvania families should not have to pay the price for Josh Shapiro's political cleanup operation. And that is why, as governor, I will pause data center development in Pennsylvania.
The Shapiro campaign says that Garrity has flip-flopped on the issue. It notes that last August she said in an interview that Pennsylvania should, quote, be doing so much more on data center development. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reist.
Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch was at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia this weekend talking about the children's book that he co-wrote called Heroes of 1776, the story of the Declaration of Independence. The justice says he hopes readers come away with a connection to the human stories of American independence.
I think we forget the Revolution wasn't an automatic thing. It was an eight-year-long bloody war, incredibly difficult, a lot of suffering. And there were people who were willing to give everything they had for those ideas. And now, soon enough, they're going to be in your hands, those ideas. And are you going to fight for them? What are you going to do with them?
The National Constitution Center has many events planned for the nation's 250th anniversary and will be open and free on the 4th of July. 9:07, you're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition.